You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Town Councilwoman Haley Morton-Levinson. She is here to keep us up to date on the ongoings of Town Council here in Jackson. There's going to be a Town Council meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. at the Town Council Chambers. Haley, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me this morning.
Now, Haley, what is the latest on Joe Rice's building the Sagebrush Apartments?
Yes, we actually saw the sketch plan last week at our regularly scheduled town council meeting. And in the sketch plan process, you're really looking at a pretty good amount of detail about each project. And we had probably about 2 hours of discussion, questioning of staff and the applicant, public comment. All of the public comment was in favor of the project. You know, so last week we were looking at the actual building, the overall size. We, you know, we're getting down to details of like the sidewalks that go around, the landscaping that's going to be up against the creek. And if you remember, this is a project that is 90 units. It is an apartment building. And so that will be only rentals. You know, it's set to be for workforce housing. And there's a number of different regulations that they've gone through that we will see about a third of it be deed restricted and to be employed and living in Jackson. But in reality, these will be apartments that everyone will likely be living and working in Jackson. We didn't make a final decision to move it forward last week just because of pretty much timing. And we decided to set a special meeting tomorrow at 2 p.m. to kind of answer any final questions, finish up those details. You know, some of those details, for example, are should the sidewalk, you know, go straight north or slightly northeast for better pedestrian access? And the reason that we are getting this detailed on a sketch plan is that, you know, the applicant provided more detail than usual, because once we see this and we give the go ahead, the final development plan will likely just be approved by the planning director. And if for any reason he felt that it strayed from the sketch plan, it would come back to council. But, you know, the applicant has said this is what it's going to be. And in that instance, you know, we as town council don't really need to see it again because we've given all of our input at this point.
About when is that plan set to break ground?
They have a goal of breaking ground this fall in September. And so that's also part of why, you know, we decided to set a special meeting. Since we didn't make the decision last Monday, we didn't want to hold them up until our next regularly scheduled meeting, which is July 10th. So we said, yeah, let's do this a little bit quicker, in hopes that they can break ground and start getting going on that project.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Town Councilwoman Haley Morton-Levinson on the ongoings of Town Council here in Jackson. The next Town Council meeting will be tomorrow at 2 p.m.
Now, there are some new liquor licenses available in town. Which kind are they, and what will the process be like to decide who gets to buy them?
Right. So this last legislative session in Cheyenne, there were a few different liquor law changes. It's actually the most change that we've seen, I believe people have said, in like 20 to 30 years. And with that, they changed the allocation of bar and grill licenses. And so Jackson has 3 now, and we will now be getting another 3. So we'll have a total of 6. And the 3 that we have are already allocated. So then the new 3, I guess, are ones that we'll be deciding. And last week, we, you know, kind of started to look at the different liquor law changes, make sure our ordinances match the state's ordinances in those instances. And then we did direct staff to start advertising for applications for those bar and grill licenses. One of the questions I had for staff at that meeting was, you know, theoretically, anyone is going to be able to apply if they meet certain criteria, then, you know, that they meet the criteria, but we'll most likely have more applicants than we have available bar and grill licenses. And how, I'm not sure exactly how we will decide in the end. I haven't gone through a process while I've been on council for the last 4.5 years of where you know, kind of look at the merits, for example, of a business. Councilman Lenz is the only council person who has been on the council in the past when they looked at it. And, he did voice that it's pretty subjective. I've asked staff, you know, to anything that they can do to kind of for us to rate and make it less subjective is good, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll see once we get the applicants in kind of how that process will go.
Now, the bar and grill license is the middle tier of the liquor license where you can pour drinks at the bar.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for asking that. Yeah, it's in between kind of the restaurant license and the full retail license. The advantage exactly is that you can pour drinks at a bar, kind of like if you think of local, they have the bar in the middle. Whereas like a restaurant, you have to mix them in the back and then bring them out. You can open bottles of wine at a restaurant. But, you know, in general, I believe our liquor laws, you know, came into effect after Prohibition. So they're kind of antiquated. And so this is the first step that the legislative body has taken, you know, kind of to update it. And I think we'll see some more updates in the coming years. But, you know, with anything, it has a lot of pros and cons on either side.
Now we have about 30 seconds left. So I'm just going to give you the opportunity to touch on the town's budget for 2018 that was approved just recently.
Right. We actually adopted it last meeting as well. We did a lot last meeting. And the things that I'm most proud of in that budget this year is that we fully funded the requests from our social services. And for me, that was really showing the support of those services from the town council. We also funded an integrated transportation director. And then we also put in over $1 million for affordable housing. So we're really speaking to our priorities.
Well, Haley, thank you so much for coming into Cagewell and getting us updated on what's going on with town council.
Thanks for having me.
Once again, the town council meeting will be tomorrow at 2 p.m. You are listening to 89.1 Cagewell, Jackson.